Support for KBIA's podcast of Off the Clock comes from PS Gallery. PS Gallery features three-month exhibits of local, regional, and national artists in all media, including jewelry. PS Gallery is located at 1025 East Walnut in the North Village Arts District. More information can be found at perlostevensgallery.com or at 573-442-4831.
Hello and welcome to Off the Clock, KBIA's guide to arts and culture across the state. I'm Scarlett Robertson. We head west this week, where public art can be found in places you'd least expect it. Parking garages in Kansas City are infused with art. From the light and sound work called Pulse next to City Hall, to the dancing lights in the underground garage at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, from a reflecting pool overhead. In the new parking garage at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts, there's a public art installation activated by movement. Original music pipes out of more than 100 speakers, and four stories of lights radiate patterns of blue and white. Laura Spencer met up with composer David Malton and artist Lioche Hader during the installation.
My name is Lioche Hader. Well, the piece is called Terpsichore for Kansas City. Terpsichore, of course, is a muse of the dance.
I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come.
Because it's a big, huge garage, any sort of physical object for an art installation would have been kind of lost and difficult to maintain. And what we wanted to do is really engage the whole garage. The four-story atrium already existed as a very central space here, which is all the public connection to the Kauffman Center and what people have to go through to go there. So we thought it was a great opportunity to create something that connected up and worked with the light day and night. And so the light organ, the light is coordinated with the music. Mags Harris and I are the two artists that put this together. We were very interested in using the space. We do work with space. So we wanted to have that feeling of how sound moved in it and how the moving sound kind of animates the place that's here, transforms it. It's 1,000 feet long and it holds 1,000 cars, so it's a big space. And it's hard space with the concrete, which many musicians would really hate, but on the other hand, it has almost a cathedral-like sound to it with all the reverberation, so there's an opportunity for the composers to do something related to that.
David Malton. Generally, the music I do is very large, minimalist work, but that wasn't going to be appropriate for this. So I did very traditional little cinematic music cues to sort of help somebody get from their car to the concert hall. What's wild about the experience is the garage, when you actually confront it physically, is both larger and more reverberant than the drawings suggest at all. And so the space is massive, and the musical results are startling. And some of them are extraordinarily beautiful. I had no idea it was going to come out this well.
Observing people going to the concerts, coming parking here, now it's obvious that people are sort of conditioned to kind of shut their eyes and ears when they go through the garage because it's known to be an unpleasant experience, and get into the concert hall where the art, where the music is. But I think that when you begin to listen, it's interesting to me because the context seems to condition people to either pay attention or not. And the majority of people going through seem to be kind of focused on just getting through. But every once in a while, someone stops and looks around and says, "Oh, I wonder what's going on here." And that's very gratifying. That's what we want. We want to kind of make people have that moment of something happened here, something's different, and then begin to pay attention.
That was Laura Spencer reporting on the art installation called Terpsichore for Kansas City, currently installed in the parking garage at the Kauffman Center for Performing Arts. Straight out of Lawrence, Kansas, six-piece band Quiet Corral is playing Mojo's this weekend. We'll leave you with their song, Thieves.
Nothing safe, no, nothing safe.